Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our continuing coverage of Super Bowl 52 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And I'm joined alongside by my Rico post-game show partner.
Yeah.
Former Eagles great, Ike Reese, baby. Great we have the reunion here.
What's up, C-Mac? Well, listen, you know, we can't be out here in the same place together and not have some sort of segment done for the week, right?
We're not going to have a post-game show.
Yeah, we're not going to have a post-game show. We could go ahead and just do the post-game show now.
let's do it right now. Yeah. So, for the Eagles to win, but is it bringing back memories? You were here in 04 with the Eagles, and has it special coming back here and being on a different side of things and experiencing it in a different way?
Oh, the experience is most definitely different. Being a part of the media as opposed to being a player where you're trying to block out the distractions and you're trying to make sure you don't overdo it when it comes to media obligations and things of that nature. Being on this side of it, I can actually enjoy it, be a part of – I'm a part of it. I'm a part of the media, so I'm a part of media row and all of the hype and the circus that goes with going to the Super Bowl. And so I get a different appreciation of – I get a better appreciation of the Super Bowl week, right? I mean, the game is the game. Nothing is going to compare to that
Certainly.
I'm doing right now. But all the sort of hoopla and the hype that leads up to the game, I get to actually – embrace it, dive into it, be a part of it. Whereas as a player, you're really trying to limit a lot of this stuff so that you can stay focused.
You're focused
on the game.
It's all about winning the game. So here, you get to see guys like B. West is around, Big Trey. What's it like catching up with those guys here?
Oh, love it. I love it. We talked about this yesterday. You know, even with Brian Mitchell running into him out here. You know, it obviously brings back good memories. You know. Obviously, us being NFC champions back in 2004, 2005. But it also forces you to talk about, you know, what we didn't get done right with our opportunity. But the biggest thing I've taken away from, and not just this week, but really throughout the year, and it's sort of picked up as the year has gone on with the Eagles, is that a lot of the alumni are so excited and so pumped up for this team, for what they've sort of gone through, endured, persevered through, and still wound up at this spot. There's a certain level of admiration for what they're doing, and we certainly want to do our jobs to sort of help push them over the top, and hopefully they get this thing done, because you just don't know when you're going to be back here and be in this moment again. So, you know, we as former players that can never change what has happened in the past,
certainly
we get a chance to sort of revel in it a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's great that it's our team that's a part of it, as opposed to coming out here as a media member from another team.
Because you'd be coming out here regardless.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be as much fun. So to have your team playing in the game, it gives us a rooting interest, obviously, for it. So it's an exciting time to be a former player, to be an employee, to be a fan of the Eagles. It's great. We didn't know when we would ever get back to this moment, and this has come upon us so unexpectedly that I think it makes it that much more enjoyable, because unlike when we went, it was sort of a build-up to it. We had heartbreak prior to getting over the hump. This is more of a gift in a sense, because we didn't expect it.
Do you think that took a lot of out of you guys emotionally, that to get to 2004, that you went through those difficult years losing in the NFC Championship, those 3 years, that when you finally did win the NFC Championship over Atlanta, that was like, wow, that the monkey was off the back, so to speak?
I think so. You know, I obviously you're going to ask each individual, and they may tell you something different, but just my read from it, I do believe. I know that's sort of the feeling I had as that clock was winding down and we were going to Jacksonville and was going to finally get over the NFC Championship hump. It did almost feel like we had just won the Super Bowl, because it was such a burden of losing those past championship games and to go into that game trying to make sure it doesn't happen again for a fourth year in a row.
It was all that pressure was
on you guys. Yeah. Yeah. So when we finally did it, you know, it was like we could exhale, and maybe that was a little bit of a regrettable sort of feeling when you look back on it, because it wasn't that we weren't good enough to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. I just think it took us a while. I don't even know if we ever really got to the level in the Super Bowl of playing the way we were capable of playing. It was almost as if you were battling uphill, fighting to get the right emotion, fighting against the long delays before the game, the long delays at halftime. And I don't think we really handled it all that well.
Now, Ike, we've been through the ups, and there haven't been too many downs this year, but we've been through all of them this year, recapping them on the postgame show. Was there a moment when you thought that this team was special, that this team could make a run all the way to the Super Bowl?
I think coming after the bye week and, you know, the way they started to, you know, going into that bye week, the way they beat San Francisco and Denver, and then coming out of the bye week, beating the Cowboys and the Chicago Bears, while those were certainly inferior opponents, it was the way in which they beat them.
They demolished
them. Yeah, and you just don't do that in the NFL. It's not college football where, you know, you're playing teams like Mercer and Citadel and you're just better, so you blow them out. You don't typically put up 55 points or 50-plus points on an NFL team. So I think that's when it hit me. Like, man, this is a special team, because not only do they get up for the big games, they take care of business against teams they're supposed to. They're not in these close contests against inferior opponents because they didn't respect the opponent coming in. No, these guys are focused, and they're putting their foot on the throat of everyone that they play. And they've lost two games this year. They lost to the Chiefs, and they lost to the Seahawks. Cowboy game does not count.
Of course.
And so when you're able to go on that type of run, man, you got to be special. And then, you know, looking at Carson every week, you know, it became difficult to keep your emotions and expectations in check, because you're watching him play and you're saying, this dude playing like the best football player
in the
NFL. Yeah, I mean, that's what he looks like. And so when you have that level of player on your team, quite frankly, you're going to feel like you have the best team in the NFL. So, you know, it was having that feeling of having Aaron Rodgers on your team or having Tom Brady on your team watching Carson Wentz play this year. So, you know, that coupled with the way they beat teams, you know, you started to – that's when I would say early November to mid-November is when I started to think about the Super Bowl.
So, speaking of Tom Brady, how fitting do you think it will be for this Eagles team to exercise the demons of the 2004 squad and beat New England to get that elusive first Super Bowl?
Hey, listen, it's a great storyline. It certainly won't necessarily erase the loss of Super Bowl 39, but it would give us some redemption. Hell, Tom Brady's the only one who's still playing in the game that played in that game. So that certainly would help us out. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind playing Blake Bortles this weekend if the Jags had to beat the Patriots. You know, Tom Brady is one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest, of all time. I think he is the greatest of all time, but that's debatable. And if you can beat this guy, it's only one other team that's done it. That's the Giants in the
twice.
Super Bowl. So, yeah, they've managed to do it twice. So, and this team is better than those Giants teams. That's the great thing about football, man. You got to be the best on that day. That's all that matters. It's not basketball, baseball, or hockey.
It's not a series.
You got to win a series. No, if you're the best that day, that's all that matters.
Do you think that the Eagles can follow that Giants blueprint
whatsoever
to win?
Yeah. I mean, that's our calling card, you know, the defensive line and our offensive line. That's really why I believe we have the clear-cut advantage over this Patriots team is in the trenches. And if you can dominate the trenches, you're going to control how the game flows. And so many teams have tried to affect Brady in the pocket, and we're certainly going to do our best to do it. But we had better be ready to counter what game plan the Patriots have in store for the rush, because you know they know that's the strength of our defense. So I would imagine they're going to work on trying to get the ball out of Brady's hands fast as possible. So what do we have to do if we can't affect him by hitting him because he's getting rid of the ball so fast? We have to play well on the outsides. You know, when we challenge these receivers on the outside, when we challenge Gronk, we got to be able to disrupt him to make Tom Brady hold the ball. Because if he doesn't have anywhere to go with the ball, now the D-line can get to him.
So what are we doing the postgame show from the postgame party, hopefully?
You said what will we be doing?
The postgame show from the postgame party this Sunday.
I'm going to be at home.
You're going back home?
Yes, I'm
You're
going back home Saturday. Yes, I'm going back.
So you're not
going
to be here for the
– No, when they win this thing, I need to be with the family. I need to be hugging my kids because they're so excited that this team – they don't even remember me being in the Super Bowl. My daughter wasn't even born when we played in Super Bowl 39. So this is a big treat for them because they get to see the team that they root for on the biggest stage. And so I want to be at home with them, with the wife, although she'll be out here tomorrow, and then we'll fly back Saturday morning. I want to be at the crib with the peeps.
It's going to be emotional.
Yeah, man, because Ike Juice will be flowing.
Can't wait. Ike Reese, my man from the postgame show presented by Rico.
C-Mac.
You can listen to him all week long on Sports Radio 94 WIP with John Marks every day, 2 p.m., live this week from Minneapolis. Ike, it's been great as always. Thanks for joining us as always in our continuing coverage of Super Bowl 52 here on Philadelphia Eagles.